Chapter 2, The Road to Blackwood House. Later that day, the rain stopped, but the sky was still dark. Heavy clouds covered the sun, and the air felt cold and still. Emma and Daniel were in a car, driving away from the city. The road was long and empty. On both sides, there were tall trees with no leaves. The wind moved slowly through the branches, making a soft, dry sound. Daniel looked out of the window. He said very little. His hands were cold, and he kept thinking about the letter. Emma was calm. She was watching the road, but also thinking. After some time, they arrived. Blackwood House stood alone at the end of the road. It was large, old, and silent. The walls were dark, and the windows were covered with dust. The garden was full of dead plants and broken stones. The place looked forgotten, like no one had lived there for a long time. But something did not feel right. Emma stepped out of the car and looked at the house carefully. There was no movement, no sound, no light, and yet, it did not feel empty.